Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 34.
Sharing the Word of God with you, bringing you some hope. To some folks, it might be hopeless. We want you to be hopeful. And we're talking about a series that my father, Dr. Lester Summerall, started many years ago, and it was called the How to Cope series. So I decided to pick up on that today, and last week, and the week to come as well. Talking about discouragement. How do you get over being discouraged? You know, some people, they live with all of their eggs in one basket, and when that doesn't happen, doesn't work, for whatever reason, or all the eggs get toppled out, everything's gone. That's why people tell you to diversify. Well, I'm telling you, you got to believe in God. You can't believe in man, because man changes. The emotion of man changes. Attitudes change. Their heart changes. Their mind changes. People change physical locations. And there's one word that really bothers me sometimes, and it shouldn't, but it's called that word called love. Because people say, oh, I love butter. Or I love your dress. Or I love your suit. Oh, I love your shoes. Oh, I love lunch. Isn't that lovely? And, oh, it is so fleshly and small compared to the love of God. And God's love is never ending, never, ever ending. And no matter what you're dressed like, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, the love of God is coming your way. And it has absolutely nothing to do with your exterior, because he's dealing with your interior. I want to share you part of the Word of God about discouragement. And so don't go there. That's the warning, of course. But it comes to us from the book of John, chapter 14. John 14. There is a well-known talk show host on the right side of the aisle. I believe once in a while he'd been on Fox Network, even though I can't pick it up at home. I hear a whole lot about it. And either the beginning of his program or at the end of his program, he quotes a scripture verse but never talks about the reference, and he never quotes the whole thing. And he says, well, don't let your heart be troubled. And he's talking about the issues of the day, talking about the ups and downs, talking about the real compared to the fabricated. And if you are really into that thing of listening to a whole lot of news and listening to the left, right, and center, your emotions could be all over the map. And for issues that you can't deal with, you have nothing to do with them, you get emotionally tied into that thing and you're mad, or you're happy, or you want to retaliate, or you want to pop off and tell somebody just what you think. That's a dangerous thing to do. That's when you want to, the code of silence, the cone comes over, and you're silent because you need to let the Word of God saturate your heart, and then your mind, and then your tongue. Oh, yeah. The first pastor in Jerusalem, James, he said a whole lot about your tongue. He says the tongue is like the rudder of a ship. And the tongue is like a wildfire. And the tongue is like that bit and reins in a horse's mouth. You pull that thing, that horse will stop. You pull to the left, it goes left. You pull right, it goes right. But the tongue no man can tame. And so you got to get that thing sanctified. Back to the scripture. John 14, verse 1, the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. A lot of people talk about God nowadays, but not a whole lot are really enthralled with Jesus. But as Jesus is the one that paid the price for us, he's the one that's able to take discouragement away. He's the one that can give you joy, and joy everlasting, because he gave us everlasting life. The Bible says this about Jesus. He is the same. Whew. So if you want to see what Jesus did, go back 2,000 years ago, take a look at the Bible. I say, that Jesus is alive and well today and operating in me. And so the Bible says he is the same yesterday, 2,000 years ago, today, right now, and forever. Forever means forever. Out of this world experience. And so that Jesus, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me, the Savior of the world, that can wipe away all your tears. Lift you out of that discouragement that you're in. And I want to ask you a question. Are you discouraged because of something that God did? Or that Jesus did? Or that the Word of God did? Or are you discouraged and upset because of what mankind has done? Or organized religion has done? Why are you so upset? Why are you discouraged? And that word tells us in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. And so you can put guards around your heart. You got to put guards around your ears and guards over your eyes and guards over your tongue. You remember that kitty analogy many years ago talking about see no evil? Hear no evil. Speak no evil. That should be the believer. That should be the deliverer. So your eyes are in the right direction. Your ears are hearing the right thing. And then your tongue then will say the right thing that'll take you on a course out of where you are and where you need to be. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believed in God. Believe also in Jesus Christ. What's Christ? Christ is not Jesus' last name. Jesus, yes, Yeshua. Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. That thing that needs to be broken in your life won't be done by just a thought. Won't be done just by moving to another location, another state, another housemate, another job, another. No. It'll be done when you have a heart change and you give then your life, your home, your habits, your likes, your dislikes, over to the Creator, say, God, here I am. Help me. And He will. He will come and fill you up with joy and praise and steadfastness. You know, some people, they're not steadfast at all. They're come today and they're gone tomorrow. They're not there all the time. They're just not. But Jesus, He'll stay with you. The Bible says He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He'll stick with you. He'll help you. You don't have to be discouraged. You have to look to Him for every single source of strength that you need in your body, in your soul, which is your mind, your emotion, and your will, and your body. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.